Check. Testing.
Sparkling, you're looking floors in just 6 to 9 minutes. Ladies, that's good news.
Testing, 1, 2.
At 4 o'clock this morning.
And hardware, drugs, grocery, and pet stores.
But we have to believe that.
This is the Mr. Nobody Podcast. Episode 13.
Unidentified body.
Unidentified body.
A simple situation can become quite intriguing when fate steps in and adds the necessary twists.
Hello?
Hello?
Identified body.
Body. Body. Body. Body. Body. Body.
What good is your mind without your body?
Without your body.
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 Without your body. If you think you have a soul, good is your soul without your body. How do you see yourself incorporated, existent? How can you tap dance your body? Same body, different body, spiritual body, nobody, Mr. Nobody,
Mr. Nobody,
Mr. Nobody,
Mr. Nobody.
Check out the words to this song,
to this song, to this song.
I imagine flickering lights in the distance marking my return.
No. No, 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 no.
They're the same pale reflections that accompanied deep hours of pain.
Sing it. Sing it.
Even though I didn't want to come back, I'm somehow forced to the location where my initial awakenings were ignited.
Okay.
Although the old street from your neighborhood is quiet, there is a fate-drenched echo representing the psychological imprinting that has largely determined my choices and behaviors.
With you, man.
All this while weeping out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All this while weeping out loud.
Of course, all this is happening under the mocking gaze of the stars that watch me suffer with complete indifference. I return with a wrinkled face and gray hair. All this while weeping out loud. Life apparently is a mere puff of wind, where 20 years can be vanquished groping about in shadows. Ignorantly seeking substitutes of my initial connection to you.
Wow. That's fucked up.
An unconscious curse condemns me to trying to recreate a current reality from an imagined and reconstructed past.
I also have that problem.
All this while weeping out loud. I fear revealing myself as what I really am.
Yes.
I am terrified to confront my own origins.
Sing that shit.
I am even afraid of sleeping, as I will probably have dreams that contain memories I prefer to forget.
All this.
You who flee your past, sooner or later will be stopped from fleeing by the laws of nature. All this while weeping out loud. And even though my memory is almost gone, I hide a secret and dark place that protects a faint, almost silent desire. That is the essence of my being. All this while weeping out loud.
A faint, almost silent
desire.
All this while weeping. So evidently, they've discovered that scientists, brown trout fish scientists, like to hang out, fishologists, near the pipes where sewage dumps into their streams, or wherever they live, troutologists, because they're becoming addicted to methamphetamine, which gets shat out of meth users into the sewer systems, but not broken down. And the trout have become dependent, addicted to meth.
Scientists.
And in studying these brown trout fishologists, they've discovered that the trout have lost interest, troutologists, in basic biological things like mating,
eating,
swimming about, doing trout things.
Just like people.
Meth has made these trout almost not exist. Shadows of trout. They're like shadows. Shadow trout. Consumed by their desire for meth, their addiction. And the fucked up thing is, well, the even more fucked up thing, the ones that do have babies pass the addiction on to their children, and then the children trout have the same problem as the parent trout, and it is a problem. They don't care about anything. bloodshed. Pass along our addictions. Every time we use drugs, we pass along our addictions. We're putting it into the bodies of our children, into the minds, into the souls, if you will. Do you believe in the soul?
Do you believe in the soul?
Do you believe in the soul? Do you believe in things that you can't see, that you can't prove? What about those trout children and grandchildren? Do they have souls? We can see their addictions. Some philosophies believe that they do, that things that move have souls. Rocks, for example, don't. The thing that animates rocks don't have souls.
Have souls. Have souls. Have souls. Have souls.
I don't know, personally. I prefer rather to explore the question rather than assert something about it. I just don't know. I can see my body. I experience my mind. What is my soul? I had a yogi once tell me, of course you have a soul. I'm only just look.
Just look, just look, just look. Just
on board with the soul when I redefine it with words to be something I can get behind. Who's getting behind?
I am terrified to confront my own origins.
Verbal driving directions. Join, renew, or upgrade.
Upgrade.
Counselors are busy. Thank you for your patience. Please hold on. Please hold on. Please hold on. Please hold on.
Okay. Please hold on. Please hold on. Unidentified body. What is the body? Is it merely an untethered, separate entity that nature invites to its own desires and devices, like a balloon that no one created or filled with helium?
Flying away.
Flying away. Or is it a seedling floating about, looking for ground? Something connected to a larger organism. More so, something that is that larger organism, the seed, that is not separate, is the tree. Is that the unidentified body? It's a dream the tree is having, a hope for its future. The tree, the roots, the seed, the next tree, the next root, the roots underground, the ground itself, the things that feed the ground, the sun, the air, the sun. This is how I thought of you, sun. We were one thing. Is that a soul? And I was hoping for your future. Is that a self? Let me hear that organism. Thank you. Are you a separate thing? Is that the unidentified body? The trout are not separate beings. In just a moment, you're going to hear a phone call. The meth head trouts from a stranger called me while I was recording this podcast are your soul. And I just sort of played along. Suffering not knowing who it was, along a continuum. A soul reaching out. Let's listen in.
She got her.
You gonna be around tomorrow?
Nah.
Alright, papá, la tengo que tengo que quedarte.
What is it?
No sé, ¿verdad?
Tell me again.
¿Eh?
Say again.
Te siento.
Yeah.
Ah, so mañana yo te voy a tirar, pa. Cuando yo llegue para allá abajo, pa, para hacer eso.
Yeah, call the gas, man.
No, porque yo te tengo en mi mente, loco, todo este tiempo, so, para sacarte mi, ¿sabes? Para
yeah.
quitarte, para resolver problemas y quitarte de medio también, ¿sabes?
Yeah.
Para hacer esto y ya cumplir, como, o sea, tú me vaciaste y yo no te quiero creer más, ¿te entiendes?
¿Qué más, mañana?
De mañana, sí, ahora mismo estoy en el hospital, loco, estoy malo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all fucked up, bro.
Yeah, man, I'm fucked up.
Yeah, I'm bro, I've been in the hospital for casi 2 semanas, my brother, oíste.
Oh.
Con polio en mi pulmón, my nigga. That's how bad it got.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's bad, bro. Está malísimo. Esta vaina de cumbre y todo esto, loco, está teniendo relajo, my nigga, oíste.
Yeah,
so, cuídate, dile a tu mamá que se cuide, ¿entiendes? A los dos tienen que se cuidan porque esta vaina es peligroso, loco.
Got to take care, man.
Tomorrow, seguramente, yo voy para allá abajo para hacer eso hoy.
Seguro.
Está bien.
¿Qué más?
Ay, loco, so.
Okay.
Que tú ves, llama, este es el número de hospital, mi en el cuarto de hospital.
Okay, claro.
Pero cuando yo me vaya, antes que yo me vaya, yo te voy a llamar, so, con el teléfono, ¿está bien?
Ok, abrazo.
Ay, con Dios, my brother.
Yeah.
Ay, pues.
That was pretty weird. My brother. I didn't have the heart to tell him it was the wrong number. Or was it? I speak a little Spanish, but I couldn't get it all. I heard malo. Triple bad. And that he needed to talk to somebody. His brother, not his actual brother. I thought it was spiritual brother. Somebody calling to see if I needed to renew my car insurance.
All this while weeping out loud.
Yeah. But it was him. Whoever he is. While weeping out loud. A trout brother. Is it me? Is it we? The unidentified body. Everybody is so convinced about the soul when people are dying. I think it's because they are sensing. They're sensing the loss of that person. All this while weeping out loud. We tap dance around the truth.
Truth.
It's hard to tap dance. You have to practice. Practice things that are very unnatural. The way your foot moves. Tap dancers tap on the sides, tops, backs. They have all this language. They have to know shit. They have to learn things that they weren't born with. They were born with the desire to do something. But maybe they didn't know what it was until they saw another tap dancer and said, that's what I want to do. A kind of desire that meth robs trouts of. It's not in a vacuum. tap dancing is a lineage. A tree, a seed, a new tree. Nutrient, a new tree. And there are no trouts swimming in my vacuum. Unidentified body. A lineage,
a lineage, a lineage, a lineage.
And not one that has to go from father to son, daughter, mother, but from soul to soul. When you see someone do something, something beautiful, something beautiful,
something beautiful,
something beautiful, and you say that, that's what I want to do. Nobody's tap dancing on a deserted island that I know of. Soul to soul, nobody talks behind my back, trout to trout that I know of. Every time you suck in a hit of meth, it's like you're giving it to a baby somewhere else, some time else, or you shoot up with heroin. Wow, I never thought about that. Those are obvious things. It's like my son does a lot of less obvious things. Shot me up with heroin. That pollute, he OD'd our soul, our lineage. He OD'd me.
Forever, forever, ever, forever, ever, ever, forever, ever.
Think of a person that litters, that just takes the garbage in their hands, throws it on the ground. Are they polluted, their body, as well? Is that less consequential? Is it the same than shooting your body up with fentanyl? Is it the same thing, or meth, cocaine, as the body? Giving money is the ground to the criminals that are counting on your organ. Our body,
our body, our body, our body, our body.
That's a body too. That's a lineage. It's a poisonous tree, but it's a tree. Drug makers, drug sellers, drug users. Dead bodies. Is that one organism? An ecosystem.
System, 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 system.
It doesn't end there. Let's add broken hearts, if you believe in such a thing as a broken heart. All this while weeping out loud.
Get up.
I remember the first time I looked into a karate school. I saw some guy taking a test. And I was already old for it. I was 19. I was like, holy shit. I want to do that. I've never been a great or gifted. I want to say this carefully. things have not come easy to me. Just in terms of doing them, understanding them. Like the guitar, there are many guitar players who got amazingly good and proficient. Quicker and sooner and easier, it seems, than I did or have. But it's the journey.
A simple situation can become quite intriguing when fate steps in and adds the necessary twists.
With my own mind. That's what makes it soulful. We are one unidentified body. I wish we had a little more time, son. Molecule touching molecule, ocean to ocean, expressing itself in many different ways. Matter. In a moment, I'll play a song linking to matter that I wrote when my son was 7. What kind of man am I? What matters? Who is my unidentified body? Organ.
I pinch a $5 bill from my 7-year-old's missing front tooth fund. There's only so much free change you can scrounge out of other people's cars. I ran straight from my mommy's arms to a very successful series of girlfriends. Even my minister said, "God damn, but that's the man I am." I smoked anything I could find from any public cachet right down to the filter. There's only so many free hits you can scrape at your roommate's bong. Yeah, people got a little pissed off when I picked up with my ex-wife's little sister. The neighbors whisper, "God damn, that's a man I am." Well, that's a man I am. I don't hold a job down. I won't see you bob down. I live like a slob downtown for free. Whee! I shoplifted years of meals from the store that somebody made just for me. I wardrobe myself from Walmart and Gap. I don't know how the hell I made it past security. I illegally drove several cars I dump in front of the Museum of Natural History. The old bones of Greek, goddamn, but that's a man I am. I commercially grew marijuana in a warehouse in which I squatenda. Powered by the 10 million volts of electricity I stole. I even had the balls to physically threaten my elderly landlord when the joint got spotted. I neatly packed up everything in a van. That's the man I am. Well, that's the man I am. I'll give you babies, and I'll treat you like scabies. But not today, I gotta rock and roll. Rock and roll! We'll be right back.
vegetarian, but I secretly nibble on sausage. I've come off like a spurious cat, but you better watch your fucking wallet if you've been drinking. Ha! Sexually, I'm off the map, and I should be publicly executed for the thoughts I'm currently thinking. There's really nothing to understand. Let me hear you say goddamn. I'd be better chopped up in spam. That's the man I am. Cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha. Mr. Unidentified Nobody. Out.